All right, welcome to the 40th episode of the second season of Charlie and Me.
That one had it as well. All right.
Boom. If you are not our friends and family, I have no clue why you're listening, but I hope you enjoy it. If you are our friends and family, we have a fun one lined up for you today, a classic reoccurring guest, and a lot of good interviews lined up for the future, but you have to stay tuned. Charlie.
It's going to be big.
Exactly. We're going to have some big guests coming up.
We've actually done a little bit of planning.
We've taken 2020 to apply ourselves to becoming professionals in a lot of ways. Probably not in delivery, but definitely in planning. Not in execution. In planning.
Planning, yeah. We threw our names in the hat. It's getting rewarded.
We're throwing our names in the ring for Podcasters of the Year, probably. Even though we're not on Apple, so...
That's a choice. It's a lifestyle.
This is a choice.
That's so mainstream.
We make people search out our... Well, I mean, I just text it to a lot of people, and then hopefully it's in return. Yeah.
Grant, you had an exciting weekend.
You know what, Charlie? We've had a lot of fun. Ever since we got back from Vegas, I got sick. It's been a long time since we've been on, and... Let's see. Back from Vegas, had a weekend, chilled. Super Bowl happened. Super Bowl was actually a really good game.
I had a lot of wings that week, so I kind of winged out.
It's winged out.
But it's a good season to be winged out on.
A lot of chickens walking around without wings because of Charlie.
That really got me for a while.
Yeah, Super Bowl was fun.
I was rooting for the 49ers, so I was kind of disappointed.
Probably... a better game than I expected it to be.
That was a great... That was one of the best Super Bowls since, like, what, Seattle, New England?
Yeah, I mean, the Atlanta-New England one was pretty fun.
That's true. I forgot that one. That was a great game.
Yeah, it was a great second half. It wasn't a great full game.
True. I guess it's really just, like, 1 year hiatus of good football.
Yeah, last year... before this one, it was terrible, so... Glad that the Super Bowl's back. Good to hear. NFL is in a good state of mind.
Rest easy.
The XFL started. I went to Portland for a weekend or a couple days. Fun times all around. Man.
Sure, a Nerf basketball hoop.
But, yeah, we'll get into that in a second. One thing that you really, like, really shouldn't mess you up as bad as it does, though, is traveling and then the 2-hour time difference. When you're going forward, you can't stay up late. Like, you get so confused when it's, like, 11 o'clock, but it's really 1 o'clock in the morning for you, and you're, like, really tired. You don't really understand why, and you're like, oh, wait. Because normally I would be fast asleep by now.
It's just enough.
Yeah, like, 1 hour I can put up with doesn't bother me that much.
It's just enough.
2 hours is just enough for you, like, whoa, pump the brakes. Something's wrong here.
It throws your meals off just a little bit.
Yeah. I was eating literal brunch because I didn't really know what time breakfast was. You know? It was wild.
It's 9 in the morning, Grant. It's like, can I get a cheeseburger?
Yeah, do you guys have cheeseburgers here? It's 9 in the morning. Yeah.
Fine, just a hamburger?
Yeah. Can you put bacon on it?
You can use a biscuit if you want. Yeah. But
yeah, that 2-hour time difference will really throw you off. Otherwise, great time. I would recommend Portland to anyone that wants to visit. I'll give you the connection of the guy I got there. 5-star Airbnb rating. I hope he's listening, but if he's not, 4 stars.
I said I've only been to Portland. Pretty much being locked in a hotel room for the weekend, so I have to go and try out and actually see the sights.
It's the sneakers, the beer, homeless people. I actually stepped in real human poop.
Did you confirm it?
No, but wasn't a lot of dogs around in it, and it didn't look good.
It didn't look good.
It wasn't really like a residential area. Yeah, and it was very close to where a lot of homeless people were living. Or maybe, I'm gonna stop calling them homeless people. I'm gonna start calling them people without homes. Actually, that's way sadder now I think about it.
It's the same thing.
No, no, people without homes is sad because, like, you can be homeless but still have, like, a... We should call them houseless because they still have, like, a home, right? Like, I bet they still have, like, a place... Someone somewhere claims them, most likely.
I'm letting you go with this one.
I don't know. Just a thought.
I was going to let you go. I was... Yeah.
Yeah, Charlie, what did you do?
Oh, I had, like, a bad, not a real battle, but a landlord, you see. You know, my landlord, a building man's guy, he's back. So I got a call on Thursday.
Uh-oh.
While I was at work, he just leaves a message. Charlie, it's Rich. Give me a call back. Okay. And it's like, no. When I was able to, I called him back. And he goes, you at home? No, it's like 1 o'clock on a Thursday at work. Okay, well, do you live with anyone? Anyone at your place? No. Really? Yeah, really. Oh, okay. Well, how are your sinks? They're good. My sinks are good. Okay. Don't use them today. You can use them tomorrow, don't use them today.
Like, don't use them?
Yeah. You told me how to use them. So I'm like, not at all. Like, can I get some water out of, like...
Like, as long as they don't go down, like, can I just fill up a cup, or...
He's like, oh, well, you can use your kitchen one a little bit, but don't use your bathroom one. It's like, okay, good to know. So, like, can I still use my shower? All I really cared about was really being able to shower in the morning.
Right.
He's like, yeah, you can use that. He's like, I gotta stop in and fix something. So, but he just didn't come in and fix it. So I just started using my sinks again.
Dang, dude.
And then I went for a run on Saturday.
Congrats.
God, thank you. I want to work that in. I ran both days, Saturday and Sunday.
Wow, you're a big dog. Big dog.
Yeah, feeling good about myself.
Big dog.
Alright, something to come follow up on that, but I wondered. But yeah, so I get back from a run on Saturday, saw a nice call, I called him back. He's like, you using your sink? Like, yeah, didn't you fix it? No, I'll come tomorrow. Okay. He didn't come at all on Sunday. Like, I left the house to, like, leave my space open. So I didn't awkwardly sit here watching work. So I left, like, 3 hours. Came back, still clock sink, so I just took care of it again. Last time I did this, he yelled at me.
Damn, so...
If it takes a week to unclog a sink, like, I'm just gonna do it.
Does she have any Drano?
That's what I'm saying, that's all I did.
Hey, Drano, you should sponsor us.
Yeah. But anyway, on the run... I think I hit a new low of running.
Uh-oh.
I wore a sweatshirt.
Oh, I do that all the time.
I wore a hoodie. I haven't done that in high school, I think.
Nah, nothing wrong with that. You just look like a wrestler.
I'm just wearing sweatpants and a hoodie.
Yeah, dude, that's the way to go. I actually went the opposite way. Today, I wore leggings. I wore tights.
Ooh.
I ditched the sweatpants for tights.
He's back. Ladies and gentlemen, he's back. I will say, though, I went for my comeback long run four full miles.
Wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's big.
Uh-huh. 4 whole miles. It's sad that I now feel good about that.
Congrats, man. I'm happy for you.
That I now feel good about that.
Hmm. Well, speaking of running in sweatshirts.
Sweatshirts.
The things we miss... About, like, when we're in winter. Things we miss when we're in winter. That one does not roll off the tongue. The things we miss in winter. I'm just going to go like that. Does that make sense?
It's wintertime, and these are the things we miss.
Boom. Beer first.
I miss not having to warm up my car in the mornings.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a big one, actually.
It's like 5 minutes every morning, just warm up my car. And, like, okay, first world problems, but, like, I have remote start.
Nice.
But where I park my car, I can't get it from my balcony area.
Mm.
So I, like, it's useless.
Damn, dude. Might as well not have it.
Nah, I won't go that far. But, oh, remote start, yeah. Might as well not have remote start.
Yeah, not the car. You should have the car.
I still want the car. I will say, though, leaving work, it works out really well. So I can get it right when I leave the building. So I have to walk, like, 2 minutes to get to my car.
Okay,
that's good.
There you go. Works well there, but not All right. Makes sense. Not
really need it. Just kind of need it.
Makes sense. That's a real bummer. Sorry to hear that.
Warming up my car, like scraping the car off, all that kind of jazz.
Yep, dude. I'm really sorry to hear that. I don't have a remote starter, so.
Constant car wash. You need car wash like every week in the winter.
Do you?
Yeah. Every time you drive, it gets dirty.
I haven't gotten a car wash in like a year.
I'd recommend it. It's good for your undercarriage.
I can go a lot of ways with that one, but I'm gonna let it go. That being said, things I miss because it's winter.
Great, it's winter, and this
fresh cut lawn smell.
Yeah, just the outdoor in general, the smell. But
I really want to say that and like put the horns in, like yeah, fresh cut lawn smell.
I don't think that belongs there, but I'll give it to you.
Fresh cut lawn smell, for sure. That's, I miss that.
That was on my list. Just, yeah.
I knew I had to take that one quick.
Yeah.
It's big. I mean, walking outside, you wake up, the sun's out, you step outside, you just smell.
The birds are chirping.
You smell a fresh lawn. Shut up! You smell a fresh lawn. Oh. Oh, yeah.
Is that on your list, too?
Keep going, you're up.
Should we go snake so you can use your birds?
No, you go ahead.
Okay. My second one is not. I have a lot of knots. Like not doing something or not.
So really, it's not that you really like. You don't miss these things. You just miss not doing them.
Exactly.
It's like you just did an inverse, really.
The knot of a knot.
Yeah. Okay.
This one is going to work in the dark and leaving work in the dark.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll build off that a little bit, and I'm not. This isn't my next one, but it kind of goes on that one. Sunlight on my. Sunlight on my calves.
Sunlight on my calves.
Yeah, I like it when I get that vitamin D on my calves.
Specific.
Yeah, well, but I can't when there's no sunlight when I go outside after work, how am I supposed to get sunlight on my calves?
I don't know.
Or before work for that matter.
Capris.
I mean, I already do roll my pants up on every pair of pants I own.
And get a vitamin D lamp.
Nah, but see, that's not sunlight. But it would be cool just get like vitamin D lamp and then just have it positioned so it's only shining on your calves.
Yeah, I would pick something else.
Sunlight on my or I'll start tanning. I'll go to the tanning bed and I'll just put my calves in. That'd be awesome. It's like, excuse me, sir, your calves are very dark. Yep, I know.
You like what you see?
Yeah. And I'll still wear like mid-calf socks too. So
there's like a 2-inch strip.
Yeah, exactly.
Calf eye swag machines.
Nice.
Inside joke, sorry.
Thunder.
Thunder snow. You don't know. You've never heard of thunder snow?
Yeah. Thunder snow exists, but how often do you
Christmas
hear
it? Christmas Eve 2016.
Whoa, I'm not throwing out specific days here. But, thunder and okay, well then screw that. Fucking summer thunderstorms.
Yeah, boom. Oh, springtime thunderstorms.
Summer. Fuck spring.
Get a glass of wine and a nice book.
Oh god.
Oh, that's the time. That was the time. I had so much extra wine.
There's only so many things you can do.
That's a good one.
It's a lot of estrogen for you, Charlie.
Now I really want a thunderstorm. It's like snowing, so it's kind of...
Yeah, it kind of stopped.
It stopped. I can hear the car still in the background. It's a wet pavement. But anyway, my last one is going to be playing golf.
Boom. I was going to put that on there, but I was like, I know for a fact he's going to take it, so...
Not screw. Playing golf. I appreciate you holding off.
Yeah. I didn't...
There's been a lot of golf talk lately, and man... It's sad because I just want to play.
Makes you just want to get out there and swing a stick as hard as you can.
I pulled my putter out on Sunday, put it around for a bit.
Ooh. How was that?
I suck.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, not good.
It's like putting on hardwood floors. Oh, wait.
Carpet.
Oh. Either way.
Rug, sorry. It's a rug, not a carpet. Sorry.
Eh, it's a good type of carpet.
Is a wall-to-wall rug carpet.
Damn. Is a carpet... Wait, is a rug a type of carpet?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. These are the hard-hitting questions. Is a rug a type of carpet? That's a good question. I mean, a carpet, man, I don't know.
Is a welcome mat just a patio carpet?
Ooh. Or it's just a small rug?
I don't know. You tell me.
Is it? Nah, bath mats are different. Nah, they don't fit.
Bath mat's a bath mat.
That's my last one, speaking of bath mats, my last one is just like bare feet outside. Like going, so
wearing socks.
Going to the like a grassy area and letting the grass go between your toes. And then putting your socks back on because you felt kind of dirty for doing that. So, yeah. Bare feet.
I was like going to the beach.
Beach, yeah. Let's go get away.
I was going to say like a good sweat, like a natural sweat too.
You can still do that in the winter.
I think it's still, like, it's just different. You know, there's a different sweat.
Yeah, I mean, one's more controllable. One I don't do while walking to work in the winter.
My last honorable mention is having to use like a whole thing of lotion every morning after a shower.
True, my skin is drier than the Sahara right now.
Yeah, last month has been
It's tough.
And then actually I forget like once a week, and the whole day at work I'm just like, I feel like I move my face and just tap it cracks off.
Mm-hmm. Your lips are always chapped.
No, I always got chapped every morning.
Oh, honorable mention that was sort of mentioned, early morning birds. Waking up to sunlight and just hear those birds chirping, and you're just like, on a Saturday, it's like 7 o'clock in the morning, the sun's up, you hear the birds chirping, you put your feet on the floor, and you're just like, damn, it's going to be a great day.
I would say not having weird radiator sounds. It's like,
yeah, I have weird heater sounds too from my electric heat, and it's like, and then it cracks a bunch, and then it's like, okay. But then they're kind of, like, electric heat's kind of dangerous. So I'm like, what if something just, like, catches fire?
Grant's a bad boy with his electric heat.
It's not my choice. Not my choice, but...
And the hot water running around.
Any other honorable mentions?
I listed a lot there. I think I'm out. I miss the summer right now. It's not even been a bad winter.
No, it's been a very, very tame winter, but I just still... I miss shorts. And t-shirts. I still wear t-shirts every day.
One more honorable mention.
Yeah, yeah.
People losing their mind on the road when it snows.
Oh, God.
Just lose their mind.
People not losing their mind.
Yeah. I forgot how to drive. I'm sorry. It snowed an inch.
Okay. We're moving on. Moving along. Fuck the fibs.
Chugga.
All right. Now we welcome on reoccurring guests. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we'll get it rolling. Alright, now we welcome on reoccurring guest, a fun guest to have on. I would say favorite, but our moms would be offended. So, Doug.
I will say. Go ahead.
Doug Miller. We got Doug Miller on the podcast. Doug, hey, welcome back.
Thanks for having me on again. I can't say that'd be bad if you guys said favorite. I couldn't possibly take that.
Okay. I would say, Doug, you're my mom's favorite guest that we've had on.
She did say that, yeah.
Wow, well, I'm honored. I think you told me that last time. I think about it.
Oh, well.
So.
Sorry.
Well, I'm going to tell you every time I see you or talk to you.
Yeah, every time from here on out. So for everyone who doesn't know, Doug comes on a lot, talks some good stuff. But Charlie and I went and visited Doug on a Charlie and Me sponsored trip to Madison. And boy, did we have a good time.
Yeah, it was a good time.
It was wild. Fun time. Go Hawks. Saw the Hawkeyes lose. Well, we didn't see the game, but we were there when the Hawkeyes lost.
I know. I wish we could have gone. We really really tried to get tickets, but we still had a good time being at a tailgate and then watching the game at bars. Sometimes it's even better.
Oh, yeah. We had a blast.
It was an absolute gem.
Now, that being said, what was your favorite Charlie and Me moment from us being in Madison?
You know, it's funny if you say that, because you want to go with, like, some drunk story or something, but I think it's you know, the night after, or the morning after the first night. I mean, we didn't do much, too much crazy on Friday night.
Right.
That morning after, it's always fun to wake up and just kind of hang out. And so I think that was good. You know, we had breakfast together. I made you guys breakfast. And, right, you know, the getting going and the exciting for the rest of the day, I think that was super fun. We had a good breakfast. We drove in. Oh, yeah. How about walking all the way from our parking spot into the tailgate? So it was a good, I don't know, it was all fun. I met your two friends from Iowa, and I felt extremely short.
Yep, me too.
Shoot, I can't think of their...
Cole Aben Tate.
Yep, that's right. No, so meeting them was great. I don't know, the whole thing was great, now that I think about it. Now I'm replaying the whole thing in my head, so. Boy, we had a good time.
Say, yeah, Doug, you played a fire playlist for that morning breakfast. Made some bacon.
Yeah,
oh, it was a great way to start.
I don't know why that popped in my head first, considering how great the whole weekend was. But
I really enjoy that as being one of your favorite times, because so many other people will just bring up drunk stories of Charlie or myself.
Yeah.
But you know, we have so many of those that I'm glad that you could actually highlight a sober moment of us. So
yeah.
So mom and Mary
was great.
Yeah, mom and Mary, please take note that we had sober moments in Madison that people really enjoyed.
We have sober.
Yeah. Fun. Well, I'm just glad. Yeah, I got to show you around a little bit of Madison, and I mean, you're at Camp Randall, not that you went in it, but you know, and
we saw
State Street, and that's always good too.
It was a really good time. We very much enjoyed it.
Yeah, we were glad you guys came up or down or over.
So, Doug, my first question is: now that it's like the new year and everything, do you have a notice of difference, like with the New Year's resolutions at work and everything?
At work? Do I have any like advice or?
He's saying at work in the gym that you work at, do you see less people showing up?
Oh yeah, I do. The gym. Well, so one of my gyms I work at is more of a performance, like for athletes. So that one isn't really, you know, you don't see those types of people. It's more the general population, the older guy or girl that thinks it's a new year, so let's get back into it, which lasts very short. But yeah, there's definitely an influx like the first month or so, I'd say January. I even had one of my clients that I just started with a week ago was like, yeah, I waited to contact you because I wanted to wait till like the rush was over. So he's like, I want to start February. Smart move. So I started with a new guy in the beginning of February instead of January. But he had the same thing. I mean, he's still just looking for, you know, the whole new year, let's get going. And, you know, it's funny that people try that because why wait for the new year? I don't know, it's kind of cliche. You probably hear it, like, start now and all that stuff. But hey, whatever gets someone to start doing something, I'm for it. Whatever helps you. So, but yeah, definitely see an influx in like for me, clients. Man, I've been busy the last 3 weeks at that morning job. I'm there every morning, 3 or 4 clients, and then I got to go to my what I call my real job, which is working with athletes out in my other place. So it keeps you busy.
That's good. That's good. So kind of piggybacking off of that, many people. Myself somewhat included, I'm really trying to get that beach bod, just trying to get rolling on that beach bod for, I mean, March is spring break, it's right around the corner. By June, I gotta be in a swimsuit at least once a month. So you got any tips for the average person to really get that beach bod rocking?
I think for the average person, the biggest thing is strength training. It's so easy to go in and do your cardio, elliptical, bike, treadmill, run. I mean, I'm talking to two runners, so you guys are good at that. But and most people are. But the problem is that kind of plateaus, and it doesn't change you like you would want it to. I mean, if you strength train, you're going to get not only a calorie burn, not only are you going to burn some fat, but you're also going to build some muscle, which is going to make you look better faster. Tough to explain, and it could get scientific, but basically, strength training is going to be a little bit quicker and a little bit better way to see visual changes, I think. And not a lot of people strength train well, so you can get on a good program, you can see a result, I think, a lot quicker.
So you're
saying curls are indeed for the girls?
Yes, that is factual.
Yeah.
No, but I mean,
which dumbbells should I use?
Two and a half.
The ones that challenge you.
Ooh.
The ones that challenge you by rep 8 to 10, you should be like. And that's the other thing too. I think people, they think they strength train, or that mean they do strength train, but I think they're afraid to push themselves to basically failure. And when you're working, you know, to try to get, as you say, a beach bod, that's not a bad thing. I mean, when your muscles are, you know, burnt out like that towards rep 8 or 9 or whatever rep you're going for, and you can hardly do another one, that's tearing those muscles so that later on the body's going to rebuild them up stronger so it doesn't happen again. And that's where you get the, you know, the gains, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that word, but...
I heard the Z on that.
What's that?
I heard the Z on that one.
Yeah, did you?
Oh, yeah.
That's not me, but... That's not
it. All right, Doug, another question for you. If you ever have, like, a client that, like, pisses you off, or someone at the gym pisses you off, do you have, like, a designated, like, machine or piece of equipment that, like, you like, relegate them to?
Yeah.
Like the Punisher machine?
That doesn't happen too often. I don't know. I feel like I'm pretty tolerant of people.
No,
I would say it happens more with my youth athletes, where I've got a 14-year-old that's pissing me off, but I can't really do much with them. I'll always get in trouble. But as far as if you wanted me to think of a scenario where that would happen, there's things called a VertiClimber. Those, I don't know if you're familiar with those, but those things suck.
Is it like the ladder?
Well, I was going to mention that too. That was my second one.
Oh.
First one's a verse climber, which is basically like you're climbing vertically, continuously.
Ooh.
I don't know. It's tough to explain. And then there's, the Jacob's ladder, which is where you're basically climbing a never-ending fire ladder, fire engine ladder.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you're kind of hands and feet, and those things can be tough too. So those would be my two answers.
Oh, boy. I'm gonna punish myself here pretty soon. That sounds like fun.
Do you guys belong to the gym?
No, I have.
Down there in Chicago.
I have a pull up bar in my doorway. I bought it on Amazon. It was like $30.
How many pull ups you did?
I can do about 18.
Yeah. 18, that's pretty good.
Thanks. I'm working out.
I do belong to a gym at work. We have a gym in our building.
Oh, nice. You utilize it?
No.
No, you don't?
I utilize it for the bike and the treadmill, like the classic, get my cardio pump in.
Well, there you go. So we'll start throwing some strength training in.
So now I got my beach bod going.
Doug, how many push-ups can you do without stopping?
Oh, boy. Back when I was... I am currently training for a marathon, so I haven't
done too
much of that in a while. So, oh, yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was my New Year's resolution, just like all the other people.
Wow. I got to hear. You probably said this on the podcast, and I'll be honest with you, I'm a little behind. So,
yeah, everyone is.
Apologies for that. But, back when I was doing a lot of push-ups, I could do probably 60.
Ooh.
All right. I actually feel better about myself.
Now it won't be that high.
I'll get there.
So. But yeah, what?
I got one more question for you, and then I'll open the floor up for you. But this one's structured. I was ready for this one.
Oh, boy.
What's your biggest...
Is this the one you wrote down?
Yeah, I wrote this one down. What's your biggest gym pet peeve? Like, you see someone in the gym doing this, you're just like, God damn it, get the fuck out of here.
There's a few. That's definitely a big thing. One is pretty typical. Not that I use machines too often, but I do have my clients, like myself, but I do have my clients use, you know, like a chest press machine or a leg press or a, you know, table type machine. Because actually my clients are, I have a client that's 94, actually, believe it.
Woo!
She comes over and tells me. So,
good for
older clients, that it's just easier to do machines and get a better workout that way. Anyway, when you just sit on the machine for like, you know, 5 minutes and you do like 2 sets. It's like, get off and let someone else use it. That's a big one for me. The other one too is, I mean, me being with my, you know, profession and, you know, degree, just seeing bad technique always, just I want to go over there and, like, tell them what to do, even though I can't, you know?
Right.
So that always gets to me. It's mostly, like, that when someone has way too much weight on the squat bar, and then they squat, like, 3 inches down, and you're like, why? Like, why?
What are you doing?
That was always me, yeah. But it was just the bar. Let's just do the bar, and I can't squat.
Hey, that's something where you gotta start somewhere, though. I'm talking like people that have like 225 on the bar, and then they move the bar like 3 inches down. It's like, take some weight off and do it right.
I would
not get to do sometimes too. But.
I would say like the people that stare in the mirror way too much kind of make me uncomfortable.
Yeah,
girls, just girls in general.
I don't see that as often as I think people think. I don't know. I think people are conscious of that. They just kind of do a quick little glance.
Especially when you're like the really skinny kid in the cross country shirt in the room. You're pretty well. I don't know, you're very knowledgeable of all your surroundings at that point.
Yep.
You're paying attention to what everyone else is doing when really no one's paying attention to you, so yeah.
Yeah.
That's my gym life.
Yep.
So you got any questions for us before we open it up for a little fun here? A little game?
Well, my only question was, I'm sorry I didn't know you signed up for a marathon. What are you doing?
Well, I didn't sign up for a marathon. I said I was training for a marathon.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you won?
Yeah, I ran 30 miles 2 weeks ago, and I ran like 25 miles last week, and I'm at like 12 this week.
Like, total?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you just going to pick a day and then just run 26.2, or are you going to make it official?
Oh, I'm working into it. No, I'll make it official. I'll do something, but we have not disclosed the marathon. We're thinking it's probably going to be in a month that starts with an O.
Okay.
Beep.
That narrows it down.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Well, that's all up to you. How the legs feeling?
They're feeling great, actually. I'm feeling strong. I've been also doing push-ups and pull-ups, dips, and some single leg squats.
Your body only does two things: it either pushes or it pulls. So that's all you need to do: push and pull up. There you go.
Yeah, man, I'm pushing and pulling all over the place. It's great.
I'm writing that down.
Pushes or it pulls. I like that.
Writing it down right now.
Pushes or pulls.
When you really want to make it simple, it's all it does.
Body does two things. Okay, got it. Two things.
I love when things get simplified like that for me. It's like, oh, I can do this.
Yeah.
So
yeah, when you really think about it.
It's true. It's great. Yeah. I love it. So, Doug, we lined up a fun game today.
It's a new game. Brand new game.
Brand new game. Never played it before with anyone, and you get to be our guinea pig. Are you ready?
I'm nervous.
Okay. Yeah. Actually, I might be a little for this one too.
You should be too.
This game is called Would You Rather. It's just like every other Would You Rather you have, but Charlie and I will each go first. I'll go, and then Charlie will go, and then you'll have the opportunity to think of a Would You Rather, and we're all just going to respond to each other's.
Okay.
All right. So.
Would you rather off the top of my head?
Yeah, so honestly, that's why you're kind of in the tough position, because you got to think of one off the top of your head. We got to write these down beforehand.
Yep.
But yeah, good luck to you.
No, I came up with this just now. Okay, yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah, I just came up with mine too. Boom, came.
All right,
I'm going to go first. My would you rather is, would you rather jump into Lake Michigan today when it's snowing outside, or put your hand on a hot stove?
Oh, that's easy. That's an easy one. That's Lake Michigan for sure.
Yeah.
Question. How long do I have to go into Lake Michigan, and how long do I have to put my hand on the stove?
You have to jump into Lake Michigan, so that means you're probably going to be submerged.
Okay.
I didn't put a limit on how long you had to put your hand on the stove.
I might do like the Peter Tap, like just a whip.
I was thinking I put the back of my hand on the stove.
For a sec?
Yeah, yeah, for a quick sec.
Like a millisecond.
Yeah.
You can basically like backhand it, like you backhand slap someone, you just go.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what I was thinking too. And I didn't think about that until after I wrote this and sat and thought about it for like 20 minutes.
You gotta think these ones through and then find the best way to approach.
Yeah, yeah. That's where I'm going. Back of my hand on the stove.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm going Lake Michigan. That's
the safer option.
10 minutes later.
Yeah, I mean.
If you get burned there, that's gonna last a couple of days, maybe a week. I don't want to deal with that.
Oh, that's all right. It's chicks dig scars.
That's fat.
All right, I'll go now. Would you rather get a hole-in-one on your next round of golf, but then never be able to play ever again, or know that you'll never get a hole-in-one, but be able to play for the rest of your life?
Well, I already fell on the ladder. I already know I'm not going to get a hole-in-one, so.
I mean, do you guys get a little bit of butterflies? You step up to a par three, especially like a mid-range par three, and you're like, I could get a hole-in-one here. Because I think about it every time I think about it.
No, I don't really get butterflies because I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I never think it's going to happen, so I just step up and swing.
Damn.
Yeah.
It always crosses my mind. Usually as I'm putting the tee in the ground, this could be the one.
I would definitely do what Grant said, do the ladder. Take a play and know you never hit one just because probably gonna be the way out anyway.
Exactly. It's never gonna happen for me.
And you get to keep enjoying the game.
I've accepted it.
I mean, I think I'd also choose to play, but I don't know. It's kind of tempting.
Yeah. But. Does sound tempting. That sounds like an expensive night, though, because then you have to buy drinks.
Yeah. Then you gotta buy a keg or something at the bar. You gotta buy everybody drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Worth it.
Yeah. probably, but either way.
That's why you gotta golf on Tuesdays.
Yeah. Ladies' Day.
Alright, am I going then?
You're up,
Doug.
Alright, I think I kind of have like a usual one that I just, for some reason, sticking out in my head. I didn't really think too hard about it.
I like it.
This one before. Would you rather go back in time and change one thing in the past, or go ahead 10 years into the future for one day?
I'm nervous to go ahead because, like, what if I'm not there 10 years in the future?
What if I really don't like who I've become?
Well,
then you have, but then you get to get to only one day. I'm gonna go in the future. Yeah, yeah. Because if you don't like who you've become, then you can change. You can change it. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going that. I'm going the future.
I think I'm going the future. I don't want to know what's ahead of me. I think I'm going to go to the past.
You're going to go to the past?
I want the future to be a surprise.
That's what I was looking for.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. It's like the Twilight Zone.
I think I'd go in the past.
If you go to the future, then you can at least, like, you can change trajectory if you'd like. If you go in the past and change one thing, I mean, maybe you're not the same person you are now.
That's true. It's a butterfly effect, right?
Maybe you literally lost something, but if you go forward, at least then you come back and you have a bit of information that might help you. Maybe you stumble upon the next Google. You can call it Lugle.
Isn't that
yeah. It's like a hot tub time machine.
Exactly.
It's a great movie.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
You file for patent before somebody else. Yeah, I like it. I'm going forward no matter what.
I mean, you could do the exact same thing in the past. Just change to you.
That's
making that
I'm thinking too, though. No. Yeah, if you went in the past with your knowledge of what's going to happen, you could kind of, I don't know, manipulate it.
Yeah.
The Cubs are going to win the World Series in 2016, so you go back in 2015 and make a bet.
Yeah, I'd drop $100,000 on it.
Yeah.
On leverage.
And I hate the fact that he's the Cubs in that scenario.
We appreciated it, but I mean the Cubs did win that year, so it's just history.
It wouldn't be a Doug, Grant, and Charlie conversation without mentioning the Cubs.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
He's going to take some of your money last year.
Yeah. We'll talk about that again come spring.
I feel good about 2020.
All right, Doug. Well.
No.
We'll talk about the Cubs next time.
All right.
Thanks, Doug.
Thanks for coming on, Doug.
Yep. Thank you.
All right, that was recurring and fun guest Doug Miller. I had to really think of the adjective I was going to use there.
You did good. You picked
Thanks.
A good
one. That was fun. Good time. I'm very curious if the body pushing and pulling things is going to get me the beach bod I want. But
I'm definitely going to try to apply that now.
I'm going to work on it. Yeah, the body only pushes and pulls, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking the perfect machine that is the rowing machine.
Ooh. Well, that's just pulling. You don't really push.
You push with your legs.
True.
With your arms.
It's true. That is true. I'll give you that. I'm going to give you that one.
I think I'm going to hit up the rowing machine tomorrow at work.
All right. That's a real old guy move.
I don't care.
Just saying.
It's going to get the arms shredded, I feel like.
Probably. They got like row houses now. They're like the big, it's like the new cycle bar.
Really?
Yeah, they have one right by my office downtown in the Loop, West Loop.
The Loop. Also, I was going to say, maybe next time if we do a Would You Rather game, we should probably give the guest a heads up.
I kind of liked it.
It was good. You came up with a great question.
I think it's more fun if we don't give them a heads up. I think we're going to start mixing in games like this to our guests where they don't really know what's coming. It's a lot more fun.
What if we did it in the middle of the interview questions?
Oh.
As having actual games also.
And then just jump right back into the interview like nothing happened?
Exactly.
Or we could just edit it that way. I could just edit it in like the... That'd be a lot more fun.
Every other question is one of us saying, would you rather?
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, I like it. Yeah, fun times with Doug. Fun times coming up. And to give a little preview of the future...
St. Paddy's Day.
We got St. Paddy's Day. We got some big guests coming on as we get closer to some pretty big events. Wink, wink.
Cough, cough.
Cough, cough.
Look at your calendars, people.
Look at the calendars. Check the maps. I don't know whatever you're going to do.
We're going to Antarctica.
Yep. I don't know. Just saying. We got some big guests on, and we're going to have a lot of fun. So stay tuned, because it's going to be wild. That being said.
Grant.
Yes.
I have one more question for you.
Answer. Daily double.
True daily double, please.
Go What's your it. Quote? My quote is, if you're going through hell, keep going. Why would you stop in hell? Winston Churchill.
It's a great quote. I love that quote. Mine, less is only more, where more is no good. Anonymous. Deuces.